Now, look, let's talk about schools and the return to schools. The Health Protection Surveillance Centre has advised the Department of Education at least 1 metre distance should be maintained by students in the classroom from third class upwards. Not interestingly, from third class downwards, though. How will this work in practice, and can school classrooms manage as bubbles? For reaction, we are joined by John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO. That's the union that represents primary school teachers. John, I had a good read of the document this morning. It seems to point away certain.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Certainly with primary schools, we'll talk to the secondary school unions in a moment. It seems to point away to a pretty close to a full reopening of schools in late August, doesn't it?
It does, Shane. It's a positive signal from the health experts, and we've been awaiting this for some time, as you know. It's still 8 or 9 weeks away, and in the interim, I think the government are going to be looking at the international experience, where some schools who were ahead of us maybe with the curve have opened in June, and they're also going to be watching very closely how we continue to progress here within our own country. So in relation to your question about full reopening, I think that, yeah, schools will be very, very different places. There'll be far more distancing and a lot less interaction, particularly maybe on the playground and PE halls and places like that. But in the primary sector, we have the largest classes in the Eurozone, and I'm still worried that in some schools that it won't be possible for the full class to come back together. In other countries where this has arisen, and most countries have smaller classes than us, we've had extra teachers appointed and extra space has been taken up, but some schools don't have that space. But I think it'll be positive. We still have 8 or 9 weeks to go, so hopefully everybody will return safely. The biggest concern I have, Shane, is that when we get back, how long will we be able to stay back? I'm really, really concerned about teachers being sick or teachers being asked to self-isolate if they have symptoms, or indeed the children. But if teachers are out, government are going to have to replace them. We cannot have classes split amongst other classes. And we're kind of moving on to that topic today when we go into the Oireachtas Special COVID-19 Committee.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, if a teacher has a sore throat, even if they know deep down they don't have COVID-19, are they going to have to take off for 2 weeks? And as you say, who will teach that class? There's a whole new lexicon has been created since COVID-19 came on, cocooning, all these new words. We've got another couple, bubbles and pods, in this report. The idea, and I think this is a way of getting around the need to always have 1 metre distancing, that students would be arranged in kind of class bubbles, and within those class bubbles there would be pods of students as well, pods of desks that small numbers could congregate at.
Yeah, and I suppose the pod in primary, different to secondary school level now, things are very different the way that the curriculum is delivered in primary. We've had pods for the last 20 years where children don't sit alone. They usually sit around maybe two desks put together, four children, one on each side of the rectangle. So that would continue, and I think that's very possible in most classes, except that some of the classroom spaces are very small, particularly in the very old buildings or the prefabs. But the other idea of a bubble, this is a very new concept, and it's kind of goes against everything we believe in, really, at safe times, because children like to interact with their brothers and sisters and their friends from their roads within their school. And classes are going to be kept totally separate from each other. And the idea there is that if there is a breakout or a case of infection in a class, that it would only be the class who would be closed down rather than the whole school, because they wouldn't have been in contact with other children. So this is going to be really, really challenging for school principals. And I think in the small schools where principals teach classes, they're not going to be able to teach those classes in the first few weeks of September. They're going to have to be released to become sort of health and safety managers in the school to make sure we get off to the right start.
Yeah, all that makes sense. Just very, very briefly, though, are you a little more optimistic having read this report?
Yeah, I suppose I'm still cautious, and you know the report is cautious, and government have been very cautious. But yes, I'm glass half full. I sincerely hope that our members who are yearning to get back into schools get back there. But from our point of view as a union, we will only be allowing our members back if we are guaranteed that there are safety precautions in place, and there's so much work to be done now with the Department of Education. And thankfully, yesterday, the Minister signalled that that work is going to intensify and that there will be certainty for the sector sometime at the end of July or early August.
Okay, John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let's get the view of the secondary school unions now. Kieran Christie, the General Secretary of the ASTI, joins us. Kieran, John was saying that the glass is half full. With secondary schools, could it be a case of the class only being half full?
Good morning, Shane. Well, first of all, can I say that, you know, obviously the objective on everybody's part is to get as many of our students and our teachers back into their classrooms in September. That's an imperative. The advice that it was released yesterday, though, does provide for social distancing in classrooms and in the wider school community.
Yeah, at least 1 meter, isn't it, between desks and students? Where 2 meters where possible,
correct,
1 meter between desks and students, at least.
Yes, and 2 meters between adults and between teachers and the students. So when you add that into the mix, and particularly some of the schools that I would be thinking about, it'll be a huge challenge to get everybody back. And what may happen, we would envisage, is that while everybody would be back, it would be on a restricted basis, and there may be a need for a continuance for a period of time of a blended learning model.
Tell us what a blended learning model means.
Well,
in layman's language,
I suppose logic would dictate that if every student could be in every day of the week, there would have to be a mixture of the kind of arrangements we had since March, together with attendance in school, and that would need to be worked out, because as you pointed out yourself, you cannot put 30 and unlike John's students, you know, they're from 12 to some of them over 18 indeed. You can't put 30 people like that into a classroom with a teacher. And some of the smaller classrooms we have in particular would be an impossibility, even in the standard size classroom, and maintain those social distances. So alternative provision will have to be found. Now, I do note that the report is asking schools to be creative in their use of space in terms of spare rooms or other facilities and so on, to spread people out to the maximum possible extent. And we've no problem with that. But at the same time, even when you do that, you end up with some of our schools have 1,600 students in them. The largest one in the country, and then the number of teachers and other staff that go along with that. So an enormous challenge, not insurmountable, but an enormous challenge.
I'm looking at some of the measures proposed for secondary schools. There's no talk about pods or bubbles with secondary schools, but they're talking about double classes where possible to limit the amount of movement. Where classes do have to move, they do so quickly. And then this concept of a class cohort, that children are assigned to their main class cohort. They stay in that classroom where possible, and it's teachers that move around. How practical is that, do you think?
Well, the interesting thing about that is that there was a time perhaps when you and I went to school, Shane, that the teachers did move between classrooms, but the thinking changed dramatically over the years, that teachers would be assigned a single classroom and that the students would move, and it was just schools work better in that basis. Look, we have no problem with creative suggestions or solutions to maximise the possibility of students in attendance. What we would have a problem, though, is that arrangements would be put in that would be in any way inferior to the social distancing arrangements that are pertaining out there in wider society. Obviously, health and safety and welfare of students and staff and everybody concerned comes first.
Yeah. Are you optimistic again? I suppose the same question I put to John. Are you optimistic that come September, look, it's not going to be school as we knew it, that's for sure. But are you optimistic that all kids can be in every day, even if it's for more limited time periods? Are you optimistic that can be achieved?
Well, we will look at all the possibilities and all the options that are there. The objective is to maximise attendance. But there's caution there, and there's concern, for instance, among teachers and students who would have particular vulnerabilities and so on. The objective is to get as many people back safely. And I would emphasise, and I would point out that the minister in her statement yesterday evening stated that she was committed to a safe return to schools, and we'll be holding her to that.
Yeah, reopening, she said, as fully as possible. Okay, we leave it there. Kieran Christie, the General Secretary of the ASTI. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.